Most people who will die in the next decade are already sick. PowerPress. We are in the midst of the reframing challenge, aka creativity challenge. So that is the context of this article. Most killing diseases take many years, if not decades, to grow to the level where they can be detected with traditional methods. So by the time they are detected, they are so established that healing them is not possible. The expression "your cancer is in remission" 98% of the time means you did not have cancer to begin with. But most cancer treatments are worse than what they are trying to heal. So what are you supposed to do? Wait for death? Judging from my own practice, you ignore, you talk away, you positive think away the warning signs. Tiredness that goes longer than a few hours is a warning sign. Tiredness that doesn't go away with some rest. Humans are not designed to be tired. So tiredness that lasts is the visible part of a huge iceberg. The visible part of something that you are not dealing with. In my case, the cause is rigidity. An unfulfilling life. A lifestyle issue. A mindset issue. Or a life-threatening illness. Abdominal discomfort. Or persistent cough. Or headaches. The devil you know you can deal with. The devil you don't know can render you vegetable, or dead. Very interesting that the idea, the thought of a serious illness can kill someone. Even if they don't have it. The placebo effect. So the words have more power than life. That is the human condition, in essence. Words have the power. In the moment nothing changed, but in the future everything changed. A horrible misuse of that big brain our species has. Used from ruminating about the past and about the future, never being in the present, never actually knowing what the F is going on. As a layperson, I am not legally authorized to diagnose. I am not supposed to heal. So when I am asked to muscle test a health measurement, I can show the numbers, I can identify that an illness is causing the numbers to be the way they are. Low cell hydration, and other low numbers. But I can be jailed for writing the name of an illness. So I don't. Even though I already know. I ask you to book a consultation, and tell you on the phone. Half of the people who have a serious illness that I can heal. Half of the people who have a serious illness that I can heal, or better said source in your brain can heal, with my assistance, half of those people don't ask me what the illness is. Often they send for another health measurements report a month or two later. And still don't ask. They have a string of ever worsening numbers. And I am not allowed to tell them, not allowed to warn them. Sometimes I have someone who is also in my other type of programs, and we talk one-on-one. And then I can tell them without worrying. They are so surprised, amazed, dumbfounded. They never expected to have what they have. I see, I imagine the women who are slowly dying, leaving children, husband, dreams behind. The women who don't expect that their tiredness, their low-grade discomfort has any serious reason. More often than not, they attribute the symptoms to low cell hydration. Coherent water won't heal your already diseased organs. It may give your immune system some energy. But more often than not, low cell hydration is a symptom. Something or other is sucking your cells dry. The enemy within. It is a lot like it is with the raccoons. A few years ago I saw a big raccoon on the rail of my deck. On the third floor. I was afraid of it, so instead of fighting it off, I just closed the deck door. Last year I saw two of them lounging on my deck. This spring, judging from the sounds, there are three raccoon mothers giving birth in the walls of this old house. Soon the house will be a wreck. As it always is. Houses are destroyed from within. Like Athens was destroyed from within. Like America is destroyed from within. Like diseases, when they move in, undetected, will destroy you from within. The job of the immune system. The job of the immune system is to patrol the body. But if they are needed somewhere else, like to handle your hateful thoughts, your anger, your spite, they can't do their jobs well enough to detect the tiny clumps of the enemy. Although they could, left alone. Sometimes, in some cases, cases that I have handled, the immune system was busy trying to keep you alive because your healthy eating made you so weak and so rickety they had to. And while they were busy doing that, the immune cells, the enemy established itself way strongly for the immune system to have any effect on it. The immune system is designed for hand-to-hand combat. One good guy against one bad guy. But when the bad guys can be several rows deep, the immune guys are as good as dead. The energy I use for healing is like a thin peeling device. It peels away layers and kills them, so the layers behind become available to kill. Very interesting mechanism. I didn't create it. Source did. But by the time doctors discover the trouble, it is too late for the energy. Way too many layers. Way little time to do it safely. Health measurements. I price the health measurements solo, because I want you to have no difficulty, no financial difficulty to keep up to date with what's going on in your body. Smart people would do the checkup at least 4 times a year. For a whopping grand total of $100. Even I could afford that much. But, of course, you may not be smart. Frown. Get your health measurements https://yourvibe.me/health. And if any of your numbers are below 3, or if the causes contains illness, make sure you ask me what the illness is. Or I won't tell you. I can't have paper trail.